Today we're going to analyze Miriam and Aaron's complaint against Moshe Rabbeinu. We begin with grammatical difficulty. The Torah begins in Bamidbar Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph, at Daber Miriam va'Aaron b'Moshe. And Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, but it says va'Tadaber in singular feminine. So it seems only Miriam spoke, and yet it says va'Tadaber Miriam v'Aaron. So it mentions, though, that Aaron was also involved. Now, Hashem reproaches both of them. Hashem calls out Aaron and Miriam in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk. Hey, says Vayikra Aaron and Miriam, Vayetzu Shneihem. Hashem called out Aaron and Miriam, then he spoke to them, and he pointed out when they had a complaint against Moshe that Moshe was different than the two of them. And yet, only Miriam is afflicted with tzaras, and Aaron isn't punished at all. So how do we understand what Miriam did wrong versus what Aaron did wrong? And the Mefarshim are split. Well, there are many different approaches as to what Aaron did versus what Miriam did. So Rashi, for example, says, "Vatadaber Miriam ba'Aaron, he patcha bedibur tchila lefir chiktim ha'kasav tchila." So it mentions Miriam's name because she started, presumably then Aaron continued. The Malbim says explicitly that Miriam hitchila vikuach v'Aaron heshivla, that Aaron responded. So again, Vatadaber Miriam ve'Aaron, so Aaron did speak, but Miriam started. Ibn Ezra basically says, Vatadaber Miriam, he dibra, gam Aaron hiskim o hecherish. So could be that she spoke and Aaron just listened, or he nodded in agreement. Aaron was silent. Das Kanim says that the Lefisha Nashim Dabranios Hein Vechzika Bedavar Yosem Aaron, she spoke more than Aaron. Therefore, Torah mentions her first, and she was punished more. So she, both of them spoke, but Miriam, she spoke more. The Rabbag basically takes the other extreme. He says Miriam levada dibra k'neged Moshe. Miriam alone spoke against Moshe, and vulam Aaron niskana. Why was Aaron criticized? Al shelo hochiach achoso, because he didn't rebuke her. So whereas the Ibn Ezra, for example, says he was silent and in agreement, the Rabbag said he didn't agree, but he didn't rebuke her. So you have a whole slew of approaches. Did both of them speak, but Miriam started? Did both of them speak, but Miriam spoke more? Did Aaron not speak? He was silent, but he not in agreement? Or did he not speak, didn't agree, but he should have rebuked her and he didn't rebuke her? How do we understand Miriam's intent? So Rashi says, "Uma Miriam shaloniskavne leganoso kachnensha," that Miriam did not intend to denigrate Moshe, but nevertheless she was punished. Certainly, if you intend to speak negatively about your friend, so certainly you will be punished. So Rashi understands that her criticism, whatever it was constructive. Intent wasn't negative. Ibn Ezra says, no, Vatadaber im beis derekanai. It says, the Torah says, Vatadaber Miriam va'aron bim Moshe. What does it mean? She spoke with Moshe, derekanai. And he brings a source, right? Like it says, Vatadaber ha'am be'lokim. He does point out other times the bim is found in a praiseworthy manner, but here, Vatadaber bim implies that she spoke negatively. The Ramban, in a sense, sides with Rashi. The Ramban in this week's Parsha does not is silenced to what Miriam said. In Devarim, Perach of Dalad, Pasuk Tes, where the Torah says, Zochar Asher Asam Hashem Elokech LeMiriam, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So there, the Ramban points out that essentially she, that he writes that lo dibra ella be'achicha gebul chasta asher ava k'nafsha. She only spoke with her brother out of kindness, out of her love for him. V'lo dibra b'fanav shibu, she didn't speak in front of him. V'lo b'fnei rabim, not with a lot of people. Ella be'nele v'achicha hakadosh b'tzidah. She spoke to her brother. She had criticism against her brother Moshe, but she spoke privately and only to Aaron. Even though she did this all these positive qualities about the way she criticized Moshe didn't help her, because at the end of the day, she spoke Lashon Hara and she was punished. But the Rabbad paints her in the most positive light, all considering the fact that she ended up being afflicted with Tzaras. So again, you have Ibn Ezra, who seems to be critical of Miriam. The Rabbag also seems to be critical. Only Miriam spoke. Rashi, though, seems to say that Miriam had good intentions when she spoke at our joint. And the Rabbag is silent this week's Parsha and defends her in Parsha's Kiseitse. Now, how do we understand the nature of her complaints? What is she complaining about? So she complains, Aladosa Isha Kushis. She's complaining about the matter of the Kushit woman, Asher Lakach, that he married, Ki Isha Kushit Lakach, he took a Kushit woman. And then the next pasuk says that both Miriam and Aaron said, Harag Achba Moshe Diber Hashem, Halo Gam Banu Diber. Did Hashem only speak to Moshe? Didn't he also speak to us? So there seem to be two different complaints about the Isha HaKushit, the Kushit woman that he married, and also the fact that they seem to be equal to, or Miriam and Aaron think they're equal to Moshe, that God speaks to them just like he speaks to Moshe. Now, the Sifri connects these two complaints. The Sifri writes that after Hashem appointed the Zakenim, right? Immediately before the story, Hashem appoints 70 elders. And all Klal Yisrael, they celebrated, they kindled lights, and they celebrated because 70 elders were appointed to become an officer. And when Miriam sees this, she says, Ah, Ashrei Elu v'Ashrei Nishoseim, happy are these people who are selected to be Zakenim by God, and happy are their wives. Amr la Tziporah, Tziporah says back to Miriam, Al tomri ashrei nishoseim, don't say happy to their wives. Ela oy linshoseim, you should say rather woe to their wives. Shebiyom shedibar kadosh baruch hu Moshe achicha lizdakik li. From the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe, we were not intimate. Miyad hocha Miriam eitzel Aaron, v'hayu nosim nosim b'davar. So they started, Miriam and Aaron told Aaron, they were discussing this. Ala odosa isha, because of this woman, aliske precious bidisha, on this woman that they separated from, that Moshe separated from. And they said, was Moshe so great that Hashem speaks to us just like he speaks to Moshe? We didn't separate from our spouses. So the Sifrei combines these two complaints. In other words, Miriam was concerned, here was Tzipor was complaining, that Moshe was not intimate with her since Hashem had spoken to Moshe. And they're saying, why should that be the case? We're also the Nevi'im, and we're still with our spouses. So that's the Sifrei's understanding. The challenge with this explanation is that Tzipor seems to be considered the Kushit. Was Tzipor from Kush? So that's a little difficult, because we're saying that, according to this approach, that Miriam speaks to Aaron about the Isha Kushit, about the Kushi woman that he married, and that he's basically separated from this Kushit woman. So Rashi says that just like everyone admits that a Kushit is dark-skinned, so too everyone admitted to the beauty of Tzipora. So in a way, the Isha Kushit is a euphemism, or it's a hint towards the wife of Tzipora. They said Ki Isha Kushit Lakach, that he took a Kushit woman. Now he separated from this Kushit woman. So Rashi tries to deal with that difficulty in the text. Now the Rashbam says no. Rashbam said that Miriam spoke and Aaron spoke about this Kushit woman from the Mishpacha of Cham. That Moshe took a wife from the family of Cham. And the Rashbam writes, it's written in the Divrei Yamim, in some chronicles, that Moshe ruled in Cush for 40 years. It's probably between when he left Egypt and before he returned to Egypt. So he ruled over land of Cush for 40 years, and he took a queen. He never slept with her, as it's written there, but they didn't know that. So the criticism was, how could great Moshe, how could he marry and be intimate with a Cushite, a woman from that came from Cham, which is, I guess, a despised, you know, a lower class family, not fit for Moshe to marry. And he says that then the Rashbam says, because can't refer to Tzipora, because Tzipora comes from Midian, and Midian came from the Bnei Keturah that were born to Avram, so she's not from Cham. So the Rashbam says, no, this Isha Kushi, that's one criticism. And the other criticism is they said that, why is Moshe think he's so great over us? So there's some jealousy. There's some jealousy. So there's according to the Rashbam, that they're critical of the fact he married an unusual wife from a despised family, from Cham. And also they were jealous that why does Moshe take on such leadership and they don't. Rav Amnon Bazak suggested, oh, I'm sorry, so maybe the jealousy was after the appointment of the 70 elders. So after the 70 elders, maybe they felt more on par with the 70 elders and Moshe was still rose above them, because I guess there were only a few Nevi'im before the 70 elders were selected to get the Ruach Hashem. So it was just, let's say, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Now once you appoint the 70 elders, Moshe's still at the top, and Miriam's feeling a little maybe short-changed. Now why is she so special? She's not so special anymore. You have 70 elders who have the Spirit of God who could potentially also prophesy. And why is Moshe glorify himself so much more than her, than Aaron? So he seems to be critical. Rav Amnon Bazak explains that maybe that's the punishment of Miriam. Because Miriam accused Moshe of marrying an unusual wife. Right? She comes from Chab. So what's her consequence? What's her punishment? Now she's afflicted with Tzara, so she looks unusual. Secondly, she thought she deserved more honor. So she's afflicted to be despised for 7 days. Mida keneged mida. At the end of the day, it seems that there are two different ways that we can understand the story following the selection of the 70 elders. One way to understand the story is that after the 70 men were selected to be elders, this prompts Zipporah to complain. So Miriam gets upset with Moshe. He shouldn't be different than anyone else. He shouldn't be allowed to separate from his wife. And that way, we put Miriam in a better light. Maybe another way to understand that after the selection of the 70 men to become elders, Miriam and Aaron are jealous that the power is diminished because they're not so great anymore, because you have other people who are also prophets. So they are upset with Moshe. And maybe once they're upset with Moshe, so not only are they upset at Moshe, so now what do they do? So now they mention other transgressions, such as the Isha, the Cushite woman. And in this case, Miriam is viewed in a worse light. So essentially, there are different approaches to understand Miriam and Aaron's complaint. Potentially, it was totally constructive, Miriam looking out for Tzipora, or no, there's active jealousy on the part of Miriam, perhaps also Aaron. And these are two different ways to understand how Moshe's siblings dealt with him after the appointment of the 70 elders, either prompted a remark by Tzipora that Miriam wanted to deal with, or it engendered feelings of jealousy on the part of Miriam and also Aaron.